This is turning out to be a quiet election season in Syracuse, despite a race for mayor. With no Republican running against Mayor Stephanie Miner and Democrats with a stranglehold in most common council and school board races, Green Party candidates are emerging as alternatives for voters in a handful of races. All three Green Party hopefuls appeared on this week's edition of the Campbell Conversations with Grant Reher. WRVO's Ellen Abbott looks at how they say they're different from Democrats.
We're independent. We're free to say what needs to be said and do what needs to be done.
Howie Hawkins, running for the 4th District Common Council seat, says that's what makes Green Party candidates different from Democrats in the city of Syracuse. The perennial candidate, he's run for governor among other things, says that independence is what's lacking in the city's Democratic Party right now.
You saw Democrats who questioned the mayor get primaried by the Democratic Committee, Lance Denno and Gene Kestner, because they were somewhat dissident.
So Hawkins, mayoral candidate Kevin Bott, and school board candidate Barbara Humphrey say they'll bring up issues that mainline Democrats won't. Humphrey says, for example, going after the state to allow the city to levy a local income tax.
Getting permission from the state for a local income tax, about 1%, that would be paid by city residents and also commuters coming into the city, that would be used for both the city side and the school district side.
Bott, who so far unsuccessfully challenged Mayor Miner to a debate, says the bottom line with Green Party candidates is they aren't part of a powerful political machine.
People who are running for office in the Green Party are, by and large, working people, average people, people who can actually represent the constituency.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.
And you can hear the full conversation on the Campbell Conversations Sunday evening at 6 on WRVO.